This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Republican-controlled House is expected to do away with proxy voting. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that several Colorado lawmakers used the process since the start of the pandemic.
Democrat Ed Perlmutter had the most proxy voting request letters on file, 20 over two Congresses. While he tested positive for COVID twice, many lawmakers used proxy voting for reasons other than being sick. GOP freshman Lauren Boebert requested to use proxy voting 17 times in her first term. Republican Doug Lamborn asked 10 times, Democrat Diana DeGette 15 total, Joe Neguse 13, and Jason Crow 3 times. Some requests covered multiple votes across multiple days. Republican Ken Buck is the only Colorado lawmaker never to use proxy voting. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in Colorado, the state's Democratic lawmakers say they will move to increase protections on legal abortion when they return to work today. Advocates say they want to strengthen current state law to ensure that doctors who perform the procedure on out-of-state patients will not be vulnerable to lawsuits under other states' laws. A University of Northern Colorado professor has won her 9th Fulbright Award. As CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports, she's using it to study plastics pollution.
Geography professor and researcher Karen Barton is in Bangladesh. Despite a plastic ban in the nation, plastic pollution has reached epic proportions in the Bay of Bengal. Barton is helping devise a grassroots program for waste collection and recycling. She will also host a small climate conference in Colorado next year. It aims to bring together people in the oil and gas industry, agriculture groups, and environmentalists. Barton has won the 9 Fulbrights over the past 15 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.